Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining me today is Walter Johnson, CEO of Acme United Corporation, which trades on the NYSE Alternex under the ticker symbol ACU. And Acme United Corporation is one of the largest worldwide suppliers of innovative cutting, measuring, and safety products for the school, home, and office, as well as the hardware and industrial markets. Thanks for joining me today, Walter.
Thank you, Juan.
Great. Start off by giving us some of the details regarding some of the drivers behind your earnings increase despite a soft Q4 for most companies.
Acme reported a record year for 2008. In the fourth quarter, sales were soft. They were down about 15%. We were able to compensate in part for that by working carefully on our overhead and our expenses. We also had accrued some bonuses that we rolled back into earnings. And I was actually delighted that we were able to compensate for the softness. Going forward, we continue to have a soft market. However, we're a strong company, a very strong balance sheet, entrenched market positions, and a lot of new products that, while the revenues may be a little bit soft and earnings may be a little bit soft, long term we think it will be a real opportunity for us.
Yeah, and net sales increased by $5.5 million. And so where do you expect to tap into new sales? From which kind of industries are you looking to kind of generate some results for?
Well, our stronghold is in the office channel, which is soft. While we have a big market share in the cutting area, for scissors in particular, we've got a new line of iPoint pencil sharpeners that are getting very good reception with our retailers. We've also got some very innovative paper trimmers that, again, are showing good reception. And finally, in the back-to-school area, in the mass market, Target, Walmart kinds of accounts, we've got antimicrobial kid scissors that are doing quite well. So we're expecting those to continue to be driving our sales further and higher than the traditional office products industry. In addition, there are other channels, in particular the hardware and industrial markets. And there, through our Klaus line, we've got a whole line of new cutting implements, anywhere from titanium carbonitride coated scissors to new utility knives called Speed Pack and tin snips that are outperforming most of those on the market. And in a value perspective, way better. And we're beginning to get distribution through the major wholesalers there. So I'm excited about these drivers.
Great. And, yeah, the other two companies' main brands, including Klaus, are Westcott and Physicians Care. Can you talk a little bit more about some of the products and perhaps some of the applications and some of your other clients?
Sure. The Westcott products are primarily scissors and rulers and math kits, and you'll find them on your desk. If you take a look and carefully, you'll see a Westcott ruler with the weather vane on it. It might be wood, plastic, steel, might have a magnifying surface. The scissors, if you go to Staples or Office Max, most of the anywhere else, practically Target, Walmart, you'll see the Westcott family, and chances are you have that on your desk as well. When we start to look at the Physicians Care area, there it's more safety items, and we sell a broad line of first aid kits as well as head protection, such as helmets and eye protection, such as safety glasses, and ear protection, such as earplugs. And that area bundles very well in our channels because they sell everywhere a scissor will sell. whether that's industrial or hardware or office or in schools. And we find that we have very good growth in that category as well. The Klaus line is the professional line, and that is for the industrial and hardware channel. You may know that we bought a company called Camillus, which was the oldest knife company in the U.S. That company products are now being shown in the industrial and hardware channels, and we're quite excited about that potential growth this year and moving forward.
Great. And so, yeah, talk to us a little bit about some of the trends in the market and how well positioned is Acme United to capitalize on the trends.
Almost every one of our markets is soft. So you don't have the wind to your back. In the office channel, there are more layoffs than there are new hires. In the school market, schools, districts are cutting back. In the hardware and industrial channels, there's layoffs in factories, and clearly new construction is slow. So as we buck these trends, we're really gaining market share with innovative new products. And that is how we're continuing to grow. I suspect when those trends reverse, when housing rebounds, when we get some of the stimulus package actually working in the industrial area, and we start to rehire and the offices begin to rebuild their staffs, we'll have an extra level of growth, and we're excited about that. But right now we're sizing our business to the current revenues and taking advantage of the actual new product market share gains that we're experiencing.
And what differentiates Acme from other players in your sector?
We have an innovation rate of somewhere around 30%, which we define as products introduced within the past 3 years. And these new products in total revenue account for 30% of our complete revenue in the company. That's a very, very high number, and our competitors generally don't do that. What innovation means is that you get fresh designs, fresh products, fresh applications, and hopefully more user-friendly items that sell. And it drives our categories. When we take over a category management role in one of our customers, we're constantly looking at the demographics of our customers, the use of our products, the sell-through of our products, is it proper pricing? Are we giving real value to our customers? And when we do all that, it tends to lead to growth in the categories, and our customers love that.
And in terms of the growth of the company, will it be organic, or will you look for strategic acquisitions?
We have grown the company, approximately doubling it in the past 5 years, primarily through organic growth. We've bought some companies. I mentioned Camillus not long ago, but Klaus we also bought. And we're looking carefully for situations that we can add to the company. And I think this environment will force some dislocation of companies and portions of companies that perhaps would have been with the parent a longer time. We're actively looking for acquisitions.
Thanks. And talk a little bit about the company declaring the dividend for a second consecutive year.
Well, we have a dividend of 5 cents per share, and that's 20 cents on annually on a stock that sells for about $7.50. It's about a 2.7% yield. We think that returning cash to our shareholders is an important thing. It's interesting to me, at least, that you can put an investment in Acme with the upside potential and earn more than a money market account. Frankly, we believe that we're substantially undervalued. We're selling close to book value. Our book value is mostly inventory and receivables and cash. Last year we returned 20% on equity. So that's a pretty good number.
And once again, this is an interview with Walter Johnson, CEO of Acme United Corporation, trading on the New York Stock Exchange, Alternex, ticker symbol ACU. Once again, Acme is one of the largest suppliers of innovative cutting, measuring, and safety products with operations in the U.S., Canada, China, Hong Kong, and Germany. And before we conclude, Walter, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider ACU as a long-term investment opportunity?
First, we have a very established share of the cutting and measuring market. It's a category that's been around for many years, as has the company. Second, we're putting in place differentiating factors on coatings, on performance, on non-stick applications that are just different than our competitors, and we believe we'll sell our products in greater numbers. Finally, this is the chance where a well-capitalized company such as Acme perhaps can prosper by taking advantage of those who are foundering in this market.
And finally, what are some of the objectives that that management has set for the company over the next 12 to 24 months?
Well, our biggest objective right now is to take advantage of weakness in the in our end-user markets. And by that, I mean gain as much share as we can, position ourselves as closely as we can with our retailers. In the longer term, we've had about a 15 or 18% annual growth, and our plan is to continue that. I would say that that would probably not be the case in 2009 unless we do a strategic acquisition. Nevertheless, if you look on the longer term, that's what we've tracked and that's what we're shooting for.
And we certainly do look forward to continuing to track Acme's product as well as company. And I'd like to thank you for joining me today, Walter.
Thank you very much.